It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Al Warden will be here in just a little while. He was packing his bag when I left my real home to come to my television home to be with you. Yeah, but I wanted to be on time for you. He asked me to bring these maps of the moon. He'll probably show them to us later. But he also asked if I would get some hot water for him. He wants to show us some space food. So let's just go right to the kitchen and make the hot water. Hi, fish. Oh, look here. I left these like this yesterday. I think that's the first time I ever did that. I will use them a little later. But we'll need the space now. There he is, Astronaut Warden. Okay. Warm up some water for the space food. Stoves are for grown-ups. Yep. And water takes its time to warm up. You can't hurry it. No, just the way I like to take my time. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take time to do it right. I hear a knock. Maybe it's he. It is. Astronaut Al Warden. Hi, Al.
Hi, Fred.
Come in.
Thank you.
Get the door here.
Well, I finished packing my bag, and incidentally, I put the things in my bag that we talked about. I brought some of the food with me, and then I brought a little kit that I carried some things in flight I thought you might be interested in
seeing.
Let's
show them to my friends.
Should we show them to them? Let's see what we've got here.
The water's on the stove.
Oh,
getting
okay.
Warm.
Here's the food that I talked about. And here's a little bag with some things that I carried in flight that I used every day.
Let's take them to the kitchen.
Okay, fine.
Would you just sit over here?
Okay.
This is space food, huh?
Yeah, this is some of the food that we carried in flight. This green looking stuff here is peas.
Peas.
And you just put hot water in there and they just turn right into peas. It's very dry. This is spaghetti. I don't know whether that looks much like spaghetti to you in this bag or not. We have all of our food in these plastic bags, and then we just add hot water and it all turns back into real food again. It's very dry.
Could we make spaghetti?
Let's make some spaghetti.
Okay.
That would be great. Here's some of the sausage. These are sausage patties that we had in flight. And when you add a little hot water, they really are just like you'd cook on the stove. Then I brought along some orange drink that we had in flight.
Well, let's add
some cold water. Yeah.
All right.
I brought some things along with me, in fact, that we used to fix the food, because you can see the plastic bag. There aren't any openings in the bag anywhere. And what we have to do in flight is clip off the ends with a pair of scissors. This thing right here is a little funnel. It's a valve, kind of, that fits to a tube that we have in the spacecraft that has either hot or cold water in it. And then you take the top off, and then you can put the hot or cold water in. It comes down into the bag, and the food all mixes up. And then when you get ready to eat it, you cut off the other end, and there's a tube that's in here that you can take it out with. In a package like this, you clip off the end, and then you open it up just like a bowl.
Let's do it.
A regular plastic bowl. Well, let me show you. This is the scissors that we used. in flight to open up these packages. And in fact, this is these are called surgical scissors, and they're the same kind as a doctor uses.
I see.
And they're very strong and cut very good in flight.
That's to open up these packages.
Yeah.
Should we look at the rest of this?
Well, yeah. I'll show you what we have. There's the spoon that I used in flight.
Regular spoon.
Just like we use. Mm-hmm. They even were nice enough to put my name on it.
I guess so.
But that was the spoon I used during the flight. And then, of course, you'll recognize that.
What's that? It's a toothbrush. It's a regular toothbrush.
It's a regular toothbrush. Just like I use every day here on Earth.
Hmm.
And that was very, very nice in flight. Not only cleaned my teeth, but it made my mouth feel very fresh.
Sure.
It was very refreshing. And then, of course, I had a pair of sunglasses. You know, the sun is very bright out there. And so I carried along a pair of sunglasses, just like we use here.
Astronaut sunglasses? Mm-hmm. You put them on, will you? I think people look different with...
Think people look a little different with the sunglasses on,
yeah.
Do you?
I hear
very handy.
That water's boiling.
Okay.
We don't want it too hot. I'll just set it here till you need it.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and fix up some of the food? Now, we'll cut off this end now, since we don't have the attachment that goes in the other end. We'll just go ahead and cut off this end, and we'll put the water in here. That's what we do.
Why do you take it just that far?
Well, we don't cut it all the way off, because this would be a piece that would just float around.
Well, that's right.
We don't want to have all those pieces floating around in space, so we do that. Then there's a little piece of Velcro here at the end. We can tape it down, and then it's out of the way. It doesn't bother anything. Ready?
Yep.
There's the bag. And it's just like a regular bowl. In fact, you can feel in there with your finger, and it's very dry.
Oh, is that ever dry?
Isn't that dry, though?
Feels like sand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wait. We'll put some hot water in it, and you'll see.
You ready for it now?
I'm ready for the hot water, yeah.
Okay.
I'll put the hot water in with my spoon so that I won't put too much in. It's the pan
really is
very, very hard to pour into this bag. And also, in the way we fix it in flight, the thing that we put the hot water in with measures the water very carefully so that you get just the right amount. Now, I'm just guessing at this because I'm using a spoon, so we'll see how it works. And we just take it and let the hot water mix up with the spaghetti.
And that dry stuff's going to be spaghetti.
And that dry stuff's going to be spaghetti. It's very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we let that set for just a minute while we fix up some of the food with the cold water?
All right.
How about some orange drink?
Fine.
Would you like some of that?
Use just plain tap water.
Just plain tap water. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you finished with the hot water?
I think we're finished with the hot water, yes.
Get that out of the way.
Okay, let's see. Now, on the orange drink, of course, in flight, we have to fill up with this end. What we'll do is put the cold water in the other end.
I see.
This is the end that we drink out of, but it'll be easier doing it with the tap water.
So you have a built-in glass there, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that ought to be enough water. I'll put the funnel back down inside here so we don't squirt orange drink all over.
Look at that.
There. We've got some orange drink. Want to taste it?
Sure.
Just Put your mouth on there and then just squeeze a little bit from the other end of the bag. Be careful. There you go.
Mmm. That's good.
Well, isn't that tasty?
Mmm. Moon food.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'll see how the spaghetti's doing.
You mind if I drink it all?
Go right ahead.
I like it.
Would you like to have a little spaghetti with your orange drink?
Mm-hmm.
Taste a little spaghetti. Still very hot.
Yeah, but it's good.
Isn't that good? That's very good spaghetti.
And you ate this stuff for 12 days?
Mm-hmm.
But all different things, didn't you?
We had lots of different things to eat. Mm-hmm.
Is the moon really bright? No, I was just thinking, we look at it up in the dark sky at night, and it looks so bright up there.
Well, it's not quite as bright when you're up close to it. I think it looks bright when you're far away because all you see is a small disk up there, and it's all very bright. When you get up close to it, you'll see moon out this way and you see moon out that way. You see it clear down, clear to the horizon, you can see the moon. And it's not quite as bright. It doesn't look quite as bright to you because you're so close to it. Even the dark, you know, the face of the moon, where you have the dark spots on the moon that make it look like a face, those aren't as dark when you're up close to it either.
What about the other side of the moon that we don't see at all?
The other side of the moon, and maybe everybody doesn't know that the moon always keeps one face towards the Earth, and that we never see the back side of the moon from Earth. And, where are those maps that you brought over? Maybe I can show you on those easier.
I left them right in here. They're
in the front. Okay.
That's good stuff, Al.
Oh, that's very tasty food, isn't it?
Yeah. Here they are over here.
Oh, yes, here they are. Well, maybe I can show you a little easier with these maps. See, now, this is the front side of the moon. Mm-hmm. This is the side that we always see. This is the back side of the moon. The front side, these areas in here that you see that look smooth on this picture are very smooth. They're like the top of chocolate pudding. They're very smooth. Mm-hmm. And they're also dark like chocolate pudding. And these other areas in here are very light. As you get around to the back side of the moon, it looks much lighter, much fluffier. It almost looks like popcorn on the back side of the moon. So that's the difference in the front and the dark.
Excuse me, that's my telephone.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Yes. Yes, he is. Just a moment, please. It's for you, Alan.
Oh, okay. Hello? Yes? Well, I'm just getting ready to leave now. Okay, I'll be there soon. Okay, goodbye. That was my boss, and I have to get going pretty soon because I have a great deal of work to do.
Well, there's somebody at the door. You have other people to train for
flights. Oh, yes, I have other people to train.
Oh, that's Mr. McFeely.
Oh, Mr. McFeely's going to take me to the airport. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good day. Well, let me help you with the bag here.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely. We've had a great visit.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Al.
It's nice to see you.
Well, we hope you'll come back often.
Oh, I'd like to come back again.
You're welcome in this neighborhood.
Thank you, sir.
Let's say goodbye.
Goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye.
Bye. My best to Florence.
Goodbye.
Well, that's our astronaut. Yep, special man. Uh-oh. Left these things. Well, I can send them to him. Yep. Because he has to make his airplane. Well, yesterday we pretended that King Friday would be giving a present to Al Warden today in make-believe. Why don't we just pretend that now, okay? And have some make-believe.
There's Trolley, yes, Trolley. Think Trolley would ever fly to the moon?
Well, perhaps King Friday's.
Yes. Are you prepared for the presentation, handyman?
I am, Your Majesty.
What is under that velvet, Uncle Friday?
Oh, it's a surprise, Lady Evelyn. Surprise for our astronaut.
And I like to know things. Why won't you tell us?
Well, it's something very royal. Handyman, you may pick up one corner rather quickly and then replace it immediately.
One corner, Your Majesty?
Yeah, it's one.
All right, sir.
That's worse than not knowing at all. It just looks like a lot of air in there.
Well, we'll know in good time, Lady Aberlin. Good time, we'll know.
So. Yeah.
That's right, Dr. Bill. We will.
Speaking of good time, you know, I expect Astronaut Warden here in exactly 13 seconds. Who would like to count 13?
Well, I think you should, sir.
Well,
you're the king.
Well, how would one begin counting to 13?
Well, I'll start. I'll say number one.
Oh, good for you, Dr. Bill.
I'll say two.
Good.
Well, three.
Uncle Friday, you'd have to follow a three with a four.
Four.
Well, I'll say five.
Well, very good.
It's up to you, Dr. Bill.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
And I'll say 11.
Well, good. And 12.
And I will say 13. Oh, and there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, there he is.
Astronaut Alfred Warden, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You arrived exactly on the second I expected you.
I'm used to working in seconds, Your Majesty.
Oh, astronauts please me. They please me greatly. Now, we will go on with the citation. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we're all ready.
Wait a minute, Uncle Friday.
Yes.
Lady Elaine Fairchild isn't here, and she was planning to come.
Yes.
Well, yes. She was practicing her moon jumps, you know, the last time I saw her, anyway.
Oh, she's doing quite well, don't you think?
Yes, she is.
Beautifully.
Is.
See how far she jumped?
Yes. Wasn't that spectacular?
That will do. That will do. That's enough about Fairchild. We will go on with the presentation.
Yes, sir.
Ready, everyone?
Yes, we're all ready. Mm-hmm.
It is with great... Oh, I forgot. Fanfare. It is with great pleasure that we of this neighborhood, the neighborhood of make-believe, pay special respect to the first astronaut to land here. You are the only astronaut to have been recognized by my kingdom, Astronaut Warden. Therefore, we present you with a model of the complete solar system. May you often return to this neighborhood.
Oh, it's a model of the complete solar system.
That's right. Lady Aberlin, you may take off the velvet cover.
Thank you, Uncle Friday.
You've been so interested in seeing what's under there.
Ooh.
For you, astronaut.
Well, isn't that something?
That's
Look
the sun,
at
the
that.
Big one
there's
there.
There's the sun.
That's right.
That must be the Earth there. And there's Mercury.
Yes.
And there's Jupiter. And there's Saturn.
Yes.
Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus. What's this one all the way out here?
That's the furthest one.
Oh, that must be the Friday planet.
It's our neighborhood, and we would hope that you would return to it often, Astronaut Warden.
Well, do you think it'd be possible if we would all sing We're Proud of You to the astronaut?
Oh, I think that's a
good
idea.
We're proud of you.
Thank you for singing that nice song to me.
Oh, there you are.
Well, I hope I'm not too late. You were evidently expecting me.
We have already made the presentation to the astronaut. Yes,
it was a model of the solar system, Lady Elaine.
Oh, does it have Jupiter on it?
Oh, it certainly does. It's this big one right here.
Oh, that's just what I thought. I knew it would be a big one. Just what I wanted.
What do you mean, Lady Lynn? Just what you wanted?
Well, friends, you see my sign here?
F-F-J.
What does that mean? What does it mean, Lady Lynn?
F-F-J. It means flying for Jupiter. I've decided to let these astronauts take care of that little moon business. I'm going for the big one. Oh. I'm flying for Jupiter.
Wow.
That certainly is a big one, Lady Elena. I hope you'll let us know how you're doing.
Oh, sure, I'll let you know how I'm doing. And I do want to thank you for all your help, Colonel. I couldn't have made this decision without you. If you ever get to Jupiter, look me up.
Well, thank you, Lady Elaine, and best wishes to you.
Well, thank you, and toot toot, everybody.
Toot toot, Lady Elaine.
Farewell, Fairchild.
Flying for Jupiter.
Imagine going to Jupiter.
An astronaut warden, we wish you the very, very best, too, in the neighborhood of reality and everywhere you go.
Thank you all, and thank you, King Friday. For the model of the solar system, and especially for the opportunity of being the first astronaut to discover the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, wear it all in good health, Astronaut Warden, wherever you go.
Thank you very much. And now I must return to reality to help other people prepare to discover other things about the solar system.
Excellent. We have enjoyed
Goodbye.
His visit.
Goodbye,
every day.
Goodbye, Astronaut Warden.
Farewell, Astronaut Warden.
Trolley, that was our astronaut. Yes, excellent, wasn't it? Oh, yes. Superb.
So Lady Elaine's going to fly for Jupiter. Oh, dear. I'm sure Al Warden would be interested in anybody starting off for Jupiter. Yeah, that was a fitting thing that King Friday gave to him, though. A model of the universe. But then he had his picture on his own little planet. Get those away. I think I'll take some of this home for dinner. And these things we'll send back to Al. You know, I learned to fly when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I had a great teacher. Here's a picture of him. This is the man who taught me to fly a little airplane. His name is George Allen. And I remember getting into that plane and learning. In fact, I have a film of George Allen teaching somebody else to fly. To show you that. Ready to see that? That's an airplane, you see. It was a cold day that day. But George shows all the different parts of the airplane. Where the fuel goes in and how you check and see that you have enough gasoline. You know, Al Warden probably learned to fly an airplane like that. He probably had a good teacher like George Allen. There's so many things to check before you even go inside. See, the person who's learning sits in that seat, and then the teacher sits beside him. Then there are all kinds of dials inside that you have to learn about. So that when you go up in the air, you know what to do to come down safely. those things inside, those rudders on the outside move. And that's how you steer the plane. That's a fine teacher teaching someone else to fly. I hope George Allen comes to visit us here someday. I'd like you to meet him in person. But like Al Warden, he's a very busy man too. Trying to help other people understand so many things about going off into the skies. Oh, there's so much to do and so much to learn in this life, and so many people who are willing to help you do it and learn it. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Yeah, I like being with you this week. We've done lots of things together, haven't we? Sure, and we'll do more next week. I'll be thinking of you all this weekend. I like you just the way you are. See you next week. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.